USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he's canceling his G20 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over tensions with Ukraine. In other news, President Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to lying to Congress about a Russian real estate deal sought by then-candidate Mr. Trump in 2016. The president reacts to the news.
He's a weak person, and what he's trying to do is get a reduced sentence. So he's lying about a project that everybody knew about.
The Department of Justice is sending more agents to the southern border after last weekend's clash between migrant caravan members and Border Patrol agents. Rodney Scott is the San Diego Border Patrol chief. He explains to Fox News how they're able to pick out the folks that are with the caravan.
One of the best ways we identify the caravan members is by their own admission. We do work with the government of Mexico and a lot of NGOs to try to get more evidence behind that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And, for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo steam train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code, because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King is broadcasting in Chico with the latest on the worst fire in a century in California.
The latest update on the campfire in Northern California that killed 88 people in the town of Paradise. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done. And I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. My sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
Some of the evacuated zones in Paradise could be reopened by next week.
The science is in, and Fido just isn't that special or smart. Researchers looked at dog intelligence and compared it with other animals such as wolves and dolphins. The study indicates that dogs don't particularly stand out when it comes to being smart. The findings are published in the Journal of Learning and Behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
This week, former President Barack Obama spoke at a Rice University gala in Houston, Texas. Now, the former president said that oil production did go up during each year of his presidency, which is technically accurate. Obama was also saying that we should be thanking him, not President Trump. Regarding the role, though, that former President Obama played in energy production, former president of Shell Oil Company John Hofmeister tells Fox News,
The facts are the facts, and yes, the production did increase throughout his term, but frankly, he had nothing to do with it. This was production in states like Texas, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Colorado, North Dakota in particular, and these were all state decisions made with industry applications for permits. The federal government had no role, and if anything, he was trying to frustrate the efforts by taking federal lands off of the availability list, putting them out, you know, just no more drilling. He shut down the Gulf of Mexico for a period of 6 months, changed the regulations from an average of 60 to 80 pages per permit to 600 to 800 pages per permit. He also never approved the Keystone XL pipeline after dangling all the potential customers for 8 years. And it was in the eighth year when he said no Keystone pipeline.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.